From RSU Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Friday at 7 p.m. Same intro as always, Caleb. It's the way it goes.
It's a rite of passage at this point.
But it's a classic. You're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. What else are you doing on a Friday night? It is a fantastic day. It's been a long week, but I'm glad we're reaching the weekend for a Labor Day weekend, a long weekend. Can I get a whoop whoop? Wow, you're so funny. You're so funny. Okay. No, but long weekend, I think we all need it. And hopefully you're doing well. Today's a very special episode because I got the opportunity to invite my friend who, I'm just going to go on and on for a minute. Play some serious music real quick. Does not fit the tone at all. This girl is amazing. Hardworking, great friend of mine. I can trust her. And that's all. I might hate her a little bit. I actually don't. It is Maria Turley. Welcome to the show, Maria. Caleb, stop.
Thank you, Caden. I feel so welcome.
Thank
with the
you.
Music that you chose.
Yes, I know. I thought that since you're international super spy, we would play that.
Yeah.
For you.
I didn't know she was a spy.
I have a theory that Maria is actually in the secret society. Is that what you call it? No, it's the witness protection program.
You think that I'm somebody that had to move across the country and change their name?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Would you tell me if you were?
What a silly idea.
She can't, because she has to kill you.
That's not how, that's how it works, Caleb.
No, but if I disappear one day because Caden broke my secret, yeah. I guess we know why.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to think that because I will not. And what if I already know and the audience doesn't know? Well, her name now is Maria Turley, and she's on the show with us, and she's co-hosting today. Again, friend of mine, music director at RSU Radio, music correspondent for It's Kinda Late.
Yes.
And just friend of the show and friend of life, you know?
Yes. Quick correction, station operations manager.
That's the music director?
Yeah.
I did say that.
That's what I used to be, so it's totally understandable.
I'm stuck in the old times.
Yes.
Always stuck in the past.
I know. That's what they always say about Caden Coleman. Anyways, welcome to the show. Again, as always, there's Caleb as well.
Hats off.
What you want, Caden. That's what you want. You want the booze.
No, I love Caleb.
Yeah.
And here's the funny thing. Later in the show, guess what? I've been teasing you for weeks about a surprise that I had for you. And let's just say it's happening on the show today.
Is Kanye coming to the studio?
Kanye is not coming to the studio.
He is coming to the studio to perform Donda in
yes.
full.
He's going
to
come here and go, Donda, 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 Donda.
Everyone out there is so confused if you haven't heard it yet.
No, what?
This is funny.
You brought it up last week on the show. So if you're following the show, you know what it is. Caleb's
it's
obsessed.
Out. It's out now. It's officially out. Last time.
But it was last.
No.
It wasn't. Oh my goodness. Wow.
It came out Sunday.
And oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's that. If you want to listen to Donda, you can. The Kanye West record. But it's not Kanye West, but you'll see.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you towards the end of the show. So you got to say, just figure out what the surprise is. Ooh, suspense, fun. And also, I asked you guys for your listener response for this week, which is, what's the weirdest lost object you found that somebody lost and you found? And here's why I'm asking that question, because I found this story.
Oh, we also have an interview coming up, too. You forgot about that.
We had so much. There's so much going on.
It's a big day.
Keeping me on track. Yeah. I know. I appreciate it. E.G. Vines, an amazing musician. His newest record is out now. And I was able to sit down with him over Zoom and talk about his record.
You sat with his computer.
I sat with him emotionally in his heart.
Valid.
And what the songwriting process was like, how COVID affected not only his music, but the music industry, and tons of old goodies. He's amazing, and it's a good record. So you'll hear all that and more in the interview. The reason I didn't mention it, because I get too excited and I get you know, pumped up for it. And you'll hear the whole thing. I don't want to tease anything. We got another RSU exclusive announcement from this guy.
Another one?
Every single person we had interview has gave us some juicy announcement that they have not said anywhere else.
It's our hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely am a journal. I definitely am a journalist. Not really. Well, kind of, I guess you could say I'm a journalist.
Definitely a media professional.
Okay. Oh.
Media.
See, this is why I like Maria on the show right here. I feel all flattered. But like I was saying earlier, the reason I thought about these lost object stories was this guy. He found a lost locket. He's a metal detector on a beach. He's that guy that, you know, just scans on the beach, looks for things. He found this daughter's father's ashes in this locket.
No way.
Could you imagine stumbling upon that? Somebody's ashes.
How big's the locket?
I have not confirmation of that. But the word it said miss you printed on it. It was on the Nantasket Beach in Skorut.
I definitely are you making this up.
No, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. But they gave it to him, and what a touching story. That I came back to life, actually. You didn't come back to life, but think about finding someone's ashes with a metal detector. So that guy must have a story, right? If he could have submitted, he would have told me, oh, I found this person's ashes in a locket. Interesting.
Very.
So I asked you guys, and we'll read those responses at the end of the show. So you get Caleb's surprise and then your response on the air. Whammy. And then next up, I found this news story. Recently, there's been a lot of talks about vaccine passports and, you know, mandates and everything. Well, this girl decided I'm going to fake my vaccine card. But you want to know how she was caught? Her name is, I'm going to shout her out, Chloe Mrozak. That could have been a fake name, but she wrote Madena instead of Moderna. She wrote Moderna. Moderna.
Well, that's the phonetic spelling.
No, she wrote it straight up Moderna, and then she put as the organization that like gave it to her as the NRA.
Yeah, I don't think they do that.
Yeah, I don't think they.
What, the NRA didn't give you your vaccine?
Yeah. Oh. yeah, I got that.
Maybe the witness protected program or whatever you said earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they do it differently.
She actually got arrested. For having the fake vaccination card.
Faking identification.
That's faking fair. Health records.
I feel like if you fake something like that, you deserve punishment.
But it was going around the internet and people were tweeting like, I love Madonna's new name, Moderna.
Madonna.
I love Material Girl by Moderna.
Yes.
And all these songs. I know, it's so funny. People on Twitter are really funny. So they really took off with that and ran. But could you imagine being so desperate to go to something that you fake a vaccination card and you mess up that bad?
Well, maybe they just really wanted to be on It's Kind of Late.
That is not.
She was on a flight to Claremore, Oklahoma.
Yeah, she was coming she on was the show and then we realized, oh, you had the Moderna, not Moderna, but the Moderna vaccine. Made.
Let's go.
That's what she said when she's coming on the show. Mm-hmm. But the NRA supplied her the vaccine. So very interesting. So there was that. And then there is this kid that I found. This is probably the most interesting story. The one that I pulled.
Where'd you find it?
Shout out to UPI.com.
UPI?
Yeah. They have all the good, like, weird stories. Like the most ones you never heard of. This 12-year-old is attempting to break a record in New York. Okay. And I wrote down New York's 12-year-old record breaker. He's attempting to swing on a swing for 34 hours straight. And if you go watch the footage of him just sitting on a swing, just like not talking to anybody, just swinging by himself, and there's cones blocking off his swinging area. Imagine taking it that seriously, that you have cones.
Well, you don't want to get your record messed up. I think
the fact that 34 hours swinging, like I get disoriented just like getting high in the air. My belly's like, oh no. I feel my belly sink when I go on a swing now. That's how you know you're old.
I'm just devastated that this is going to ruin swinging for him.
He'll never want to swing again.
No, he won't.
And when I actually inappropriately said to somebody, I was like, he's a 12-year-old swinger. And they're like, that term, swinger. I was like, no, it's not a swinger. He's on a swing.
A swingist.
He's a swingist. Kind of like rapper and rapist. People get those really mixed up. You ever called a rapper a rapist?
No.
I have before. Because I'm a nerd. Anyways, imagine breaking that record 34 hours straight.
So he actually did it.
At the time, he was still in the process of doing it, but I think he accomplished it.
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. I got the whole thing ruined for me. I just read that he took 20-minute breaks after every 4 hours to use the restroom and eat.
He is a kid.
What a noob.
Have you done that?
Well, we should have.
You just admitted you can't even swing at all.
No, we should have. Well, I bet he's swinging though. You know what I mean? I bet he's just swinging. And what if we did? It's kind of late, live from a swing, and I'm just on the swing the whole show, and I break the record live on air.
I'd like to see it.
Let's do it.
Like to see it.
I'd like to see it.
Next week's show, y'all. I'm breaking the swing record, but 20-minute breaks to stretch, eat, and use the restroom. I won't take breaks.
How do we plan to get around this?
You don't. I will hold it the whole 34 hours. And I will not eat.
You're going to eat?
I'll eat. I can eat in the air.
How are you going to get it?
Someone throw it at me.
You can get some Pop-Tarts or something.
That could be fun. We could, you know.
Pop-Tarts is the first thing that brought to you by Pop-Tarts.
Charge $5 to throw food at Caden while he swings.
That's a great idea. That will be on the show too. That you throw a tomato at me while I'm swinging on the show. We're on a tangent right here. And the last news story I found is this 19-year-old pilot, another young person, is attempting to circle the globe with no stops. And I'm 20 years old, and I can't even swing.
This reminds me of that book, Around the World in 90 Days, or whatever it was.
Well, she's going... The fact that... She wants to set, it's a 32,000-mile journey. And she wants to get another Guinness Book of World Records. Everyone wants a world record.
Don't you?
Well, do you know what? And realistically, everyone set a world record, but they don't even know it. Do you know that?
I believe it.
I think everyone in some weird way has set a record.
How?
Who knows?
What if you're just the most basic person ever?
That's a world record. Yeah. I give you the number one.
Not really measurable, though.
I don't know. There's a new committee on that. National Basic Committee. They rule. Everyone's going to be like, that joke flopped. But everyone wants to break a world record.
Yeah.
Wants to rule the world.
What world record would you want to break?
The richest man on earth.
I don't know. That comes with a heavy lame. Cross.
It had to be funny. Like, funny or weird. I want to make the most ice cream sandwiches out of Pop-Tarts in a minute.
Ice cream sandwich out of Pop-Tart.
Has no one ever thought about doing that?
That sounds really good. Free ideas. We didn't even make you pay for that one.
I know. That's what the show is, basically. We give you tons of ideas. But Kelby haven't said one.
I don't know. I said the richest man. I don't know.
That's Jeff Bezos. Already got that in the bag.
He's not the richest, is he?
I thought he was.
I don't know.
Let's look it up right on the show.
Live.
Who is the richest man? That's weird. I want a woman. I want a woman to be the richest person. Bernard Arnault is the most richest person.
The richest most person richest. On planet Earth, you're telling me right now, is named Bernard.
Arnault. 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 He's the executive of...
Where's Bezos or Elon Musk at?
Who knows? Let's see here.
I think Elon Musk is probably going to be higher.
Than this guy?
Not that guy. He's number one. But I mean, like, maybe he's like 4 and Bezos like 6 or something.
No, I think Bezos has to be above Musk with Amazon.
This guy's worth $186.3 billion.
But he did just get that divorce, though. And his wife took like half the money or whatever.
Everyone's getting that divorce now.
I'm getting a divorce.
There's different listings. Okay, hold on. Forbes. Let's go to Forbes.
Moving right along.
Let's go to Forbes. They definitely can tell. What? Number one, Jeff Bezos. He's above Jeff Bezos with $200 billion.
How much does number two have?
Elon Musk.
Is this in the United States then, I'm guessing?
No, because Bernard Arnault is in there at $181 billion. He's on a decline, though. Better step it up.
Well, flop. No wonder. I've never heard of the guy.
Flop. Lame.
He needs to post more memes on Twitter, and then I'd probably know who he is.
Yeah. And there's Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates.
Say.
Larry Page.
Say Mark Zuckerberg again.
Mark Zuckerberg. What'd I say?
Just shaking.
Warren Buffett. He used to be the top guy. Mm-hmm. How did we get on this? Because Kevin wants to be the richest person. Do you know what? I need a break, and I think you need a break too after what you just heard. We'll get back with Kind of Late with the interview with the one and only E.G. Vine. So we'll see you after this break.
Now back to It's Kind of Late.
All right, welcome back to It's Kind of Late. I realized a minute ago that what a messy intro. Like, I'm sorry. I realized Caleb, for some reason, couldn't hear me for a second. But you know what? We're back and ready. And we have a fantastic interview. This show's going to be the best one yet. I'm going to make it.
Let's do it.
With his new record, Through the Mirror, this is E.G. Vines on the show. Hello, guys. Caden here. And joining me is a Nashville artist that has been featured in the Rolling Stone, Billboard Magazine, and NPR Music. His latest record, Through the Mirror, which explores a wide variety of influences and sounds, is out now. Welcome to the show, E.G. Vines. How are you today, sir?
Good. How's it going, Caden? Happy to be here with you.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. We're super excited. And your new record's out, so you must be on a high right now.
Yeah. Came out Friday. Friday was the super high, you know. Mm-hmm. Now I'm kind of troughing back down. And it's just nice that it's out there, you know. It's nice to get random text messages from people you haven't talked to in a long time, and emails and random reviews and things. And yeah, it's been a great 4 or 5 days here.
It's been a long time in the making, right? Your last record, which came out in 2019, I believe, Family Business.
Yep.
That came out. You began your solo career then when you left your day job to pursue music full time. What was that like, leaving your day job to pursue music full time, and how has that affected your work?
I mean, it's something that I've been itching to do for a long time, but I had a good career going. You know, music's hard. You either have to kind of go all in or make the decision that it's going to be, as my old boss would call it, a side of the desk, edge of the desk project. And I didn't want it to be that anymore. But I mean, it's been insanely hard only because the pandemic. I mean, the timing, the fall of 2019 was when I put that record out. It's about the same time I walked into my boss's office and said, I'm looking to step away. And then 4 or 5 months later, everything shut down. So all of our 2020 touring plans got thrown out the window.
Yeah.
But I was able to stay around in a half time capacity all of last year. So very thankful for that. And, you know, I used the rest of that time to work on this record and to continue to write and work on my chops. I'm a much better guitar player than I was a year ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that extra time, I have to be thankful for that.
You get the best of both worlds for it. You know, during the pandemic, I know almost all singer-songwriters had to, you know, write what they're feeling because they couldn't really go on tour and express that to the public, right?
Yeah, you know, I've heard some people say that they weren't able to write during that time period. But for me, I was able to write every day because I would just get inspired and thought, frankly, from just things I would see on the news or hear people talking. And it just, for me, it just, I was continually writing all of last year. Didn't have to look far for inspiration last year.
You had tons of time to. Now, your first record, Family Business, was met with a lot of praise, Again, the Rolling Stone, Billboard Magazine, and all that. What was it like to record the second record? Was there any pressure going into another one, per se?
I think there's always pressure, especially if you, I mean, you try not to care what people think as far as like, I want to put out the art that means something to me. So I don't put that kind of pressure on myself, but everybody wants to be validated. And like you said, coming out of the gates with, you know, three or four of the biggest publications saying good things about your album. You want to keep that going, and you want to stay on their radar, and you want to have good things said about you in the future. But I don't, for us, it didn't really add any pressure to the way we were creating the art. I think we were able to kind of isolate ourselves and just say, here are the songs that we want to record. Let's just do the best we can on those. And I don't think it impacted what we did per se.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I mentioned when I introed you that you draw from a lot of influences and inspirations of musicians that you've been listening to as you've been growing up. Are there any specific references of those in this album? And how is Family Business, your debut album, different from this one?
Family Business is more roots based, I would say. It fits more, maybe not squarely, but it fits more into roots rock and Americana is probably what it kept being called. Some of that's the song. A lot of that was the songs. Some of that was the producer who we worked with. This album is just more electric guitars, more synths instead of grand pianos, things like that. It's just turned up. It goes back to some of my 90s alt influences like Green Day and Weezer. Mm-hmm. Radiohead's finally made, you know, I'm a huge Radiohead fan. In the last year, I've dug back into their, I probably listened to them about half the time I listened to music last year, which is stupid. But so I think that's making its way back into my music. So I just think more of those 90s alt influences were there. And the first record was probably, at the time I was writing it, I was listening to a lot more Jason Isbell, Bob Dylan, folksier, rootsier stuff. So I think that's kind of the difference, a little more electric versus a little more folksy Americana on Family Business. Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely hear that with, you know, The Salesman from your first record to one of your more, you know, loud, in your face, politically charged anthems such as Them on your record. Yeah. It's undeniably a standout. But what made you feel like making that politically charged song? And why do you think now is the time to release it?
Because it's derivative of 2020, I guess. Like, oh, yeah. You know, the election year, I don't know. I've always had friends that are in all different groups growing up. I grew up going to public school. So I, all different backgrounds of people through college and now as a musician, I think I interact with a lot more groups of people than a lot of people do. And I hear certain groups of people talk about, oh, this and this and this, and they only see it in one sphere, one spectrum. And like, they think that's, you know, 100% right. I think some people have trouble seeing the other side. And so I was seeing groups on all sides doing the same thing. And it was just like banging my head against the wall every day, trying to have conversations with people. And that's where that song kind of came up. You know, anytime you turn on the news, it's a bunch of talking heads just telling you their version of the news. Yeah. And they're not giving you the news. They're telling you what they think and what they think you want to hear. And I don't know. I just got fed up with it.
No, and you could definitely hear that in Them and the music video, which amplifies, I mean, in my opinion, the song to a 10. It's a great video. What was it like?
Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great video.
It was hot. We did that in, we were in a small town in Tennessee, maybe Tracy City. I'm probably getting the name wrong of the town, but you know, we're just stomping through the streets with my megaphone and my radio flyer, and it's like 95 degrees. And
oh my,
that's going to piss you off anyway. But it was, I think we did a good job. My videographer, Josh Lockhart, he did The Salesman. He did this one. And we're actually working on a short film for three of the songs.
Ooh.
On this record. So yep, we actually start that tomorrow. So super amped.
Get that RSU Radio exclusive hint.
I haven't told anybody. So that's you, Caden.
Look at that. Hey, do you mind telling what three songs those are?
Yeah, it's in sequential order. So it's Ride, Aliens, Ride, Waiting on the Aliens, and Peace in This World.
Look at that. The trilogy. We're going to get a short film. It's a popular thing to do now, short films with music, and it draws more attention. You obviously have more time, too, because of the pandemic.
His idea. I was going to do a music video for one of the songs, and he goes, well, what if we did a short film for these three? I think it's perfect. I think we kind of built the plot together, and I think it's going to be cool.
Well, I'm excited. I'm super excited. I'll be one of the first ones listening, for sure, and watching.
Maybe I'll send it to you beforehand.
Oh, I get an exclusive content right here. I wouldn't be jealous. Now, we mentioned COVID a lot, and obviously that atmosphere and what it's like creating during that. Was there any specific stories or hurdles while recording this album with COVID?
Not COVID specific. The only thing that COVID did was actually, you know, we kind of, my bandmates that recorded with me, mm-hmm. who were kind of our quarantine buddies. So we got together once or twice every week. So, you know, normally my drummer's out playing with a couple other bands and, it, you know, life gets busy and chaotic. I think we actually had more time together last year because we'd get together once, sometimes twice a week. So COVID kind of influenced, we got tighter over time and we were able to, you know, kind of work out parts and sections. So,
and COVID, I'm not going to say it's starting to go away, but I feel like, you know, tours are starting to happen, more live concerts are happening, and you're going on tour. You have a few pit stops. What has touring been like?
You know, it's been interesting. I think there's a lot of people that are itching to get back out. And, you know, we did, when we first started booking, we booked a lot of summer outdoor shows because places weren't sure about inside. So we've had a lot of hot shows in June and July. In Atlanta, it was like 90 degrees and 80% humidity. It was, you know, but we were happy to just get out, but we've sweat a lot this summer. Yeah, it's been good. You know, we've had a few shows cancel coming up this fall. A festival and a couple other things got canceled because of Surge is local. So just hoping for no more of that. You know, where we are running into more venues that are requiring vax cards and or a negative test. But, you know, I don't think that's going to limit our ability to keep moving this fall.
I've spoken with tons of artists and they just miss being on the road and showcasing this music live. Do you have
there's nothing like it. And, you know, especially for a developing indie artist, like you had to use the year to work on getting better at your craft or working on the music. You weren't going to grow your fan base much. Some people don't realize that, but as any artist, but especially a smaller artist, you grow by getting out there and playing shows, having your name visible in a mar, even if people don't come to the show, but they see your name on a concert calendar or whatever, like that's the real only way to grow. You're not gonna, you know, you might be some internet sensation with, you know, something that goes viral, but even a lot of those people fade out because they know you as the person from the viral video or whatever. So yeah, it's a very welcome thing for us because it's really how we grow and build and connect with new people.
For sure. Is there any more tour announcements coming up and more stops in the tour?
Yeah, I think I've added like 10 or so to the website, but in a week or two, right before we go to this, Texas is our next long run, we'll announce probably 15 to maybe closer to 20 dates
That's awesome.
Across September up to Thanksgiving.
I'm crossing my fingers Tulsa is in the near future, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And if places we don't hit now, we definitely plan to hit in the first half of 2022. So this is not just a fall tour. You know, we definitely plan to be very heavy in 2022 as well.
Now, I know the record just came out and like it's so soon to talk about new music, but I always love asking artists their next steps in terms of new music, new content. Now, you mentioned the short film. Is there any other projects you're working on at all?
Not really. I mean, we're working on the tour and the short film. There might be a few other like acoustic pop-up shows and things like that. You know, we might release a single or two early next year of either material that didn't make its way onto this record or, you know, some revisits of old material and covers. So we're kicking around some ideas, but the music video is the only other thing we'll have planned in the next couple months.
Well, again, I'm excited for it. And, you know, the Them music video really caught traction. So I bet this short film will be none different. But where can people find you?
EGvines.com. If you stream, follow us on Spotify or, you know, Apple Music, wherever you stream is fine too. We should be on any platform you're on. iTunes, you can buy the record. Go follow us on YouTube. We don't have a ton of content over that way yet. Definitely get onto our website and join the mailing list. That's probably the best way to kind of keep up with us. And then hit us on your social platform of choice. If you're on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, we stay pretty active on those platforms too.
And it's so easy. EG Vines. It's a catchy, fun name.
That's it.
EG Vines. Well, thank you, sir, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. And we can't wait for that music video.
Be awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Kate, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. Appreciate your time. That was the fantastic EG Vines again. You can find his latest record, Through the Mirror, on all platforms. He was such a nice guy. And you know what? Shout out to the underdog of the music industry, the PR department.
Yes.
His agent, Sarah, fantastic lady. Lovely to work with. And I got these on the show. And he announced that a short film coming.
That is crazy.
On that record. I know. And he said he might send it to me early.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm getting that exclusive from somebody who's been on, again, NPR, Rolling Stone, and literally every list ever.
What?
Every single list ever?
Ever. Like every list that I've ever seen, he's on it.
What about the list of worst artists ever?
He's not on that one, actually.
Okay.
Well, if you guys want to help support Mr. E.G. Vines. Today's Bandcamp Friday.
Talk about that. Talk about that. What's Bandcamp Friday?
Bandcamp Friday is a day where Bandcamp waives their share of artist revenue and labels revenue, and it goes straight into your favorite artist's pocket.
Is it every Friday?
First Friday of the month.
I did not know that. That's amazing.
They did it to help musicians during the pandemic. They brought it back this year. So if you have somebody you've been dying to buy their LP, do it today.
Wow. Well, we stand the decision. Go buy someone's album today on Bandcamp.
Go Bandcamp.
Go Bandcamp. Okay. We were talking, okay? We had dinner, and you're talking about personality types.
Mm-hmm.
And I love personality types. Not zodiac signs. Let me clarify. I'm not personally a fan or proponent of zodiac signs, personally. But you're not a believer either.
No, it's just funsies for me.
Funsies? And what zodiac sign are you? Tell the audience.
Hello, audience.
Hi, audience. No one's here.
I'm a Taurus.
Caleb's a Gemini, and I'm a Cancer. Right. Cancers are criminal.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm a Cancer. I mean, I cry. That's about it.
Everyone cries.
And Caleb's a little bit two-faced. Ooh. Please say that. Say that right now. And I used to not like Tauruses. Even though I don't believe in any of it. I like the meme of I don't like a Taurus.
Yeah, well, I know. Just I am stubborn.
You are?
Yeah.
I think you, yeah, somewhat.
Are you sure about that?
She's like a good kind of stubborn, like, you know, passionate about her work kind of stubborn, a good way. But besides zodiac signs, really personality types. And she was harping and like kind of harsh on her own personality type. And I just want to stress that I think that you might not actually be this personality type.
I retook the test.
I did some research.
How recently?
I just retook it last
week. You had a life event happen between now and then? Here's why I think so. It says she's an INTJ, which means E or I. It's extroverted or introverted. And then there's N and S, or intuition or sensing. That's what that is. And there's T and F, thinking or feeling, and J or P.
What's J and P mean?
Judging or perceiving.
And she's the INTJ. So this is what your bio says about you. You're imaginative and strategic thinkers. The plan for everything.
Yeah. I kind of have plan B, C, D, E.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now let's go. Let's evaluate. Strengths and weaknesses, okay?
Oh, no.
Let's go into it. You're rational. Quote, unquote. Are you informed?
About,
I think you're pretty informed.
Yeah.
You're pretty independent. Definitely independent.
Oh, yeah.
Determined?
Most days.
Are you curious?
It depends on the subject for that one.
Okay. And versatile.
That one's hard. I guess so.
I won't see the weaknesses on there.
Thank you.
But do you know what? I like this website right here called 16 Personalities, where they determine what celebrities that you like. Michelle Obama, Elon Musk, Christopher Nolan, Vladimir Putin.
I could see the resemblance.
Not. Well, welcome on the show, Vladimir Putin.
Yo, whoa. So white people be on your show.
He is going to come and kill us.
What?
I'm roiding.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Colin Powell. Walter White.
Just saying.
Gandalf.
Okay.
I get Gandalf vibes from you.
I've always said that I am spiritually an old man. I like to go to bed early, drink tea.
Katniss Everdeen and Great Gatsby.
Okay, I had a Katniss Everdeen phase. I did dress up for her as her for Halloween.
I do see that. I do see you going, I found the Archibald.
But how is Gandalf and Katniss the same personality type? I don't see that.
Age, man.
They're both.
I don't know. What's your personality type, Caleb?
I don't.
You said you don't know.
ISFPA, I believe.
ISFP?
Yeah.
These are the Myers-Briggs.
Yeah, the Myers-Briggs, which I'm not sure I believe in these either because.
The one for me is pretty accurate. I had to do it for an assignment for class, and I think it's
pretty spot on.
Do you know what this? Do you know how it was made? This mom made it to basically torture her daughter.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's been disproven pretty widely,
but it is still pretty fun, and it's not like it's insanely non-accurate.
It's
like,
a good foundation. Good,
yeah. Caleb strengths: charming.
No.
You're pretty charming.
No.
You're sensitive to others. Not with me.
Everyone but Kaden. Yeah.
Imaginative. Passionate.
I would say so, yeah.
Curious. Mm. Bro, curious can be a fault, too. Mm. Scary.
Some things you shouldn't know.
News reporting. Some things you shouldn't know about me. I'm curious. Curiosity killed the cat. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Satisfaction brought
are
back.
You artistic?
R.I.P. cat.
Are you artistic?
No, I wouldn't really consider myself like that or artistic necessarily.
You want to go into your
like
weaknesses?
Music, but that's about it. You're going to go into mine, but not Marie's.
I'll go into my weaknesses. I'll say what I am. So I...
Me and Marie are going to judge if you're these traits or not.
Okay, so...
Wait, was there a J in yours?
What? Yes.
We'll just perceive.
Yeah.
Mine's an ENFP.
I think it was a P. I don't remember.
Mine's an ENFP. Okay. Here's my strengths and weaknesses, okay? I'm also curious. Curious.
Yes, look at us.
Curious Queens.
That's the new podcast.
That's actually the name of the show after this one.
Yeah, Curious Queens with Maria Turley.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's Kind of Late is now over. Canceled. We are doing Curious Queens with Caleb, Kaden, and Maria.
Has a ring to it.
Curious Queens. I like it.
Curious Queens with Kaden, Caleb,
and Maria.
And Maria.
Yeah, the one thing that doesn't have alliteration.
We'll figure out something.
Yeah. We'll change your name.
Claire.
Yeah, Claire. You're in the Secret Service. No, I went into the protection program.
What are you talking about?
So you can change your name.
No, I can't.
You can't say that.
Okay, anyways. I'm also perceptive. Which means to people with this personality type, no one is unimportant.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Enthusiastic.
Oh, definitely.
Ooh.
A little too enthusiastic sometimes.
Excellent communicators.
Yeah.
Depends on the scenario.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning of this show, no. God bless everyone listening. I do have a talk show, so I guess I'm communicating somewhat.
You are a comm student. Communication student.
I guess. Festive.
Yeah.
Good natured. Here.
I'd say yes.
Here we go. Weaknesses.
Oh, no.
Yes.
People pleasing.
Oh, 100,000%.
I could see it.
100,000%.
Unfocused.
Yeah.
You get stuff done, though.
Do you know how many times I've tried to hold a conversation with Kaden? He'll be like, oh, hey, guess what? And I'm like, what? And he'll literally look down his phone and not talk to me for 5 minutes. Like, he'll set up something and then not continue the conversation at all.
There's a bomb going off.
Yeah.
Where?
Literally. Silence. That happens all the time. All the time.
Disorganized.
Yeah.
Overly accommodating.
No.
Which means campaign personalities feel called to uplift others, and they may find themselves saying yes whenever anyone asks them to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Overly optimistic.
But sometimes
recently I've been getting cynical.
Sometimes too pessimistic.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with me too much.
You're not pessimistic. I don't think you are.
Yeah, I do try to be a realist.
A realist is different than a pessimist.
I try to be a realist.
I try to keep it pretty real.
Restless.
Restless? Don't use a T on the end of that.
Restless.
I don't know if I can.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, I don't know if I can agree with that.
Okay, how about, let's go to my celebrities, okay? Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, lovable.
Me, though? Robin Williams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino.
I can see Robin Williams for sure.
I'm sipping.
He is not that personality type. Let's be honest. Not.
Here's the tea.
I probably have more in common with him than you do.
I think so too. Some guy from BTS.
Oh, okay.
Russell Brand.
He's fun.
Hmm.
He
scares me a little bit. Russell Brand does scare me.
He is odd.
He married Katy Perry and then divorced her via text.
Wait, via
and
text?
And that's the tea.
I think it just means he's a very powerful man. If you can divorce somebody over text.
Before her concert?
Oh, that. Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
I mean, you would divorce somebody over text.
Yeah.
You're joking.
That's the introvert in me.
To divorce somebody over text?
I can't say that I haven't been broken up with / broken up with via text before.
And here's the T.
It's happened. I think some people are okay with texting as like instead of talking.
Maria, would you divorce someone over text?
Oh no, you know I'm a face-to-face person.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm the introvert in here, so. Oh, wait, you were I, weren't you?
Yeah.
Maria was I.
Well, I'm just a little confrontational.
I also have Ellen DeGeneres. Not looking good right now. Uh-huh. Will Smith, Kelly Clarkson.
Will Smith, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, Michael Scott.
You can see that.
Spider-Man.
At least you're smarter than Michael Scott, though.
Like comic Spider-Man.
Maybe Tobey Maguire, but.
They do say why. There's a why. Question.
Hmm. Let's find out why.
Hey, I don't want to read why I'm Spider-Man.
You do-gooder.
I'm too big for a Spider-Man. PETA?
That's odd.
My PETA from Hunger Games?
PETA.
I thought you meant PETA isn't like the
Willy company. Wonka?
Should that be our Halloween costumes?
PETA? Let's do it.
I'll be Katniss.
PETA bread?
F in the chat.
Do you ever read what celebrities you were?
No.
It's important. That's important to me.
Yeah, we see how
Lana Del Rey.
I am to Kaden.
As we're looking at him, I'm picturing Lana Del Rey's face on his face.
Wait, mm-hmm. These are mine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Avril Lavigne.
Can I get not singers?
Kevin Costner. That's pretty cool.
Yikes.
Frida. Caleb's Frida.
He is an artist.
Britney Spears and Michael Jackson.
I don't know if I agree with any of those.
Bro, I mean, I've seen you hee-hee on stage.
Can we get one hee-hee from Caleb?
Say it. Say it. No.
What?
This episode will not continue unless you say hee-hee. Okay, we're just going to wait. I'm kidding.
We're going to have a dead air on here.
Jessica
Alba. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Kill Bill girl. Jesse Pinkman.
I'm switching Halloween costumes.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Does anybody have a bald cap I can borrow?
That's what I'm saying.
What? There's some people from Downton Abbey and Lost that I don't know.
What was that?
Some people from the Lord of the Rings, so I don't remember any of these people, but congratulations, you are Britney Spears. Free Britney.
Yeah, I don't agree with that necessarily. But I don't
agree with your personality type either.
Well, the description that I read online was different. Like I feel like it's very accurate.
And it's ISFB, correct?
Yeah.
Hmm. See, there's also, they added a fifth letter to it. You hear about this?
Right.
Assertive or turbulent.
That's like how certain you are with yourself and your personality.
Like, cool. If you have an opinion, are you assertive about it? Are you willing to bend to others' will?
Exactly.
Do you know what? Well, do you want figure out after this break whether we are turbulent or assertive? And also, a surprise for Caleb. And we also have your answers to what's the weirdest object you found that was lost. We'll see you after the break.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
You're back from the shortest break in the history of mankind. Don't
Welcome
you wish...
Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. It's a Caden one.
I know. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. Don't you wish TV, the commercials were that short?
Yeah.
Within commercials, they're just...
I'm about to say, here at RC Radio, we're non-commercial.
Yes.
We don't play commercials.
Everything you hear, almost everything you hear is homegrown right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we heard Caden's voice in there. We heard Maria's voice earlier.
Is it really Maria? Remember?
Oh, sorry, yeah. All right, Claro.
Claire. Well, we...
Claire.
Claro? Okay, you're having a right moment. Are you assertive or turbulent? We asked for the break. You never told us.
Well, I'm pretty stubborn.
Okay.
So it would probably be assertive. I find it really hard to change my opinion.
Okay. Caleb?
I have no idea.
Turbulent.
So, yeah.
I'm ready assertive. I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Well, I think it's time to... So great.
I don't even know what either one of those words means, to be honest with you. Assertive, I know assertive like means.
Turbulent means you'll bend to others' will.
Oh, that's not me. What the? Get out of here.
Well, anyways, now it's time for listener response. Listener response. Scoop-doom. Thank you for the backup.
Well, before we go, I saw something on my phone real quick, and I want to bring it up. Do you guys ever get 13 missed calls from some random number?
Some silence calls.
Yeah. I have 13 calls from the same number, all within like a minute of each other.
Let's call them back live on the air. Don't actually do it. You really almost did it. Okay.
No, I did.
I think it's a great idea.
So I asked you guys, what is the weirdest object you found that was a lost item? Like somebody lost it and you found it. Like a lost and found, basically. Guess you can call it. From Nate O Tornado, we have, I found an old lady's driver's license in a creek. Let's hope she's okay. R.I.P.
Prayers.
You can't say that. You don't know if she's R.I.P.
Well, maybe she...
Maybe she's dropped it.
In the river?
Yeah.
In the lake, in the creek?
Maybe she was going for a hike.
Maybe
she had an accident and fell in the creek and just lost her license. Like, she's fine, but she just, you know, fell in the water. You should have called her. Number's on the thing. And then also,
there's not a number on
he there. Also fired an arrow into a field and found it floating down the river two months later.
I don't know. It's just a magical river that has all kinds of objects in it.
I don't know. If it is, tell me where.
I just want to find some $1,000 in there.
And then my brother said something that I can't say on the air, so good for him. And then we have one last one before the fantastic surprise. He has no idea. He's not even ready for it.
You know, you switched him up. You said you're going to do the surprise and then the responses.
But I don't take time to process the surprise. Okay. So next is from Nico. He said, when I worked at a golf course in LA, a guy came up to me and asked if I found his hawk feather in his golf cart. I did not find it. Technically, I didn't find it, but I was asked about it.
A hawk feather?
Yeah.
His lucky hawk feather.
And he lost it in the golf cart.
Well, I also want to know if you guys have any.
Do I have...
Because like, I can't think of any that I've... I don't think I've ever found anything weird. So I don't know if you get
it. Oh, my goodness. It's not only lost, but I found it out of Goodwill, okay? It's this t-shirt that says, time for tea at the zoo. It's in a hot pink. And it has a Bible verse on the back of it. No idea what happened at that event.
Goodwill is such a treasure trove of odd shirts.
You never know.
One last one. I have Pull for Daryl 2013. I'm hoping Daryl made it.
Let's hope he pulled through.
Yeah. I wear it and I'm pulling for Daryl still to this day. No idea who he is.
You're a saint.
What about you?
I haven't found anything weird, but I lose things all the time. So it's other people finding my weird items. Mm.
I lost my meaning for life somewhat soon. No one found that yet. Caleb. You have any stories?
I actually don't.
You don't?
I told you I cannot think of anything weird that I found.
Well, do you know what I found for you? This surprise. The whole episode.
What have people been waiting?
Okay. So you're going to go into that library there and look up surprise.
In the library?
In our music library. We're going to pull it up. This is so exciting. We've been waiting for so long.
My heart is pounding right now.
What is going on? Why is your phone out? Get out of here.
I just record.
Wait, why did I search library in the library?
Library or library?
Which one is it? We have a couple surprises here. We have Surprise Me by Girl Puppy.
It's just the word. It's Surprise exclamation point.
Kidding. I'll play it.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
I think. Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, love. This is Donna from Families on H3. This message is from Caden, and he wanted me to let you know that you're doing amazing work producing his radio show. It's called It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. I'll have to go check that out. He says that you guys are really great H3 fans. Thank you on behalf of Ethan. And he just wants you to know that he just thinks you're doing such a great job. So great work. That's kudos for you. I'll have to go check you guys out. I wonder what time. Well, I'll look it up. I'll figure it out. Thank you guys so much for being H3 fans. And as far as I go, it was a blast doing Families. Gary and I really, really enjoyed it. We love this whole medium. It's just been eye-opening, and it's just a lot of fun. We listen to a lot of radio talk shows too. They're really informative. So I'm excited to find out what you guys are all about. So good luck on your radio show. And Caleb, good work. Producing is really key. I know Dan on Ethan's channels. He's great. He's really great. So good luck to you both. And thank you guys for being fans. And I will check you out.
What was that at the end there?
That was part of the video. I think she actually had a notification. So if you don't know who that is Donna Klein, the mom of Ethan Klein. And they had a podcast together called the H3 Podcast. And I wanted to let Caleb know that he was doing such a good job, especially after Hill Camp and everything. I wanted to let him know that I appreciate him and his hard work. And that he's doing great work at the station, and it wouldn't be possible without him. So I thought I would, you know, hit up Donna Klein to chat with us. And she could be listening right now.
If Donna Klein's listening, what a magnificent woman.
We love you. Come on the show. What I wouldn't give. Can you believe it?
Even just zooming in or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Did you appreciate that?
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Don Ark.
A Donna. We're all Donna Arcs here. She's a big fan of Butterfly, so the fans are calling ourselves the Donna Arcs. Do you get it, Donna?
Yeah, I love Monarchs. I totally get.
And Maria's also a fan, so when I showed Maria it, and that's what I was talking to Tip about, our boss, in the hallway, I was just screaming, like, I paid Caleb's favorite podcaster to make a video, and Tip's like, he's in the office right now, and I'm like... I had an undercover.
I was focused because we've had all kinds of issues here at RSU Radio this week, so I was focused on my job.
Yeah, we had a lot going on. So, but yeah, we love Donna coming on the show, and she again said three times she would look it up and listen. And hopefully I'm gonna hit her up after.
Hopefully she will.
Yeah, be on the show, and then even Ethan too. If we can get Ethan on the show, stand up.
Good podcast.
Please stand up. Great podcast. We are big, big fans of the H3 podcast. Huge fans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Please stand up.
I appreciate me.
Yeah. Please stand up.
Please stand up.
Please stand up, Caden.
Please stand up.
You can't see it, but Caden
is
standing up
right now.
And that's from the H3 podcast.
Yeah.
We're that big of fans. We want to send some dedication.
We are here at the It's Kind of Late podcast. We're very live show. We're very inspired by them.
Very inspired. So. And that's why I was like, we have to get Donna to say thank you to Caleb and to be on the show. So
I appreciate it. I'm appreciative.
Do you have any idea?
No. No.
What would you think it was? Because I've been hyping this up.
I thought it was something similar to it, kind of. Because we had an ex-employee here, and we were talking about the show, and you're like, I have to go real quick. You're like, I have a surprise for Caleb. I have to go tell you about it real quick. So I thought I had to do something with the show, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, now you know.
No, I know.
You know that Donna Klein listened.
She's a fan of the show, apparently.
I know.
Oh, I mean, we don't know.
And if you don't know it, go watch it. It's great. But yeah.
I'm geeking out.
Literally, when I first heard it, I was like, man, she is going on and on and on in a good way.
It was a long
and I wonder what notification she got in the middle of the video. It's been killing me. Like,
I was
what?
As appreciative of as a video, the most entertaining part was that notification.
So. Like, it's literally from the memes.
That is
TikTok.
Literally a meme.
What if it was Ethan texting or something like, hey.
What if she got an email?
From where?
I don't know, Domino's?
Yeah.
Your pizza's ready.
Yeah, what if she's ordering pizza? Or it's one of those like $10 off coupons if you sign up now.
Top tier comedy right now. What's going on here? But
guessing Donna Klein's emails.
We
new segment.
Yeah, we need her to send videos of her just saying hi every single show. And then she'll have a notification pop up and we have to guess what it is.
You think she gets that many emails?
Do you know who I'd love to have on the show guessing that? Our worker here named Sam, who has like the best guesses for everything.
He needs to come on the show eventually.
I know. It's going to happen. Well, he was in the episode when we interviewed Sterling Harjo of FX Reservation Dogs, which, by the way, got picked up for season 2. So
that's a cheer.
There's never been a better time to watch that show than now. So,
yeah, you know, you're going to have something else they can look forward to after you're done.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know about you guys, but the worst feeling ever is whenever you start a show and then you realize that it got canceled too early and you, like, what's the point of finishing
it? Oh, 100%. Do you know how many shows I've started that stop after season 1?
Yeah, like, what's the point?
Too many.
But you know what the good news is?
What?
Since we have streaming, if you want to watch something like Breaking Bad or Mad Men, you can just go and binge it. Older people had to wait episode by episode.
Imagine in between seasons, too. Like, there's a huge cliffhanger.
I used to be a big fan of The Walking Dead, and it would kill me waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait months sometimes to get, like, a continuation.
Oh, my gosh.
In the next season.
Well, even still, there's even still some shows where I'm like, because they dropped the whole season at once, and I eat it all up in a few days. And then I'm like, what am I going to do for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Exactly.
After Parks and Rec ended, I'm like, okay, time to rewatch for 5 years.
And he still does to this day.
Yeah, nonstop. Well, anyways, we want to thank everyone for tuning into It's Kind of Late. Shout out to all the people part of this episode, E.G. Vines. You can find his new album, Through the Mirror, out everywhere. Go check it out. It's a really good album. And we also have Donna Klein of the H3H3 podcast. You never know.
Future fan.
Future fan could be on the show in the future. I'm crossing my fingers. Amazing people. Amazing people. And then, of course, the one and only Maria Turley.
Stop.
A joy, a legend. And she has tons of stuff she's working on here at RSU Radio that I won't spill on the show. But she's working hard around the clock for RSU Radio and just for being an awesome person.
But Caden, if people want to hear more of Maria, how can they do that?
Oh, great segue. Right through this show, guess what? You can tune in to the lounge and get that dose of just peace after this chaos and settle into the weekend, especially a long weekend. Get that rest.
Yes. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day weekend. Stay safe, have fun, and get vaccinated if you want. That's what I always say. All right. We'll see you guys next week and tune into the lounge. Bye, guys.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kinda Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rsuradio.com/podcasts. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.